Okay. Help me out here because I'm a little unclear here, and this is going to sound like a stupid question, but I need to get the right answer. What is your involvement with the Marine at A&M? Are you well, help me out here.
I'm an officer candidate, so I walk into the officer selection office, which is for the most part a recruiting office for officers rather than to enlist in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
I'm a candidate to become a Marine Corps officer when I graduate from Texas A&M.
Okay. So, with that, have you been going through Office of Candidate School and concurrently with your studies at A&M?
I attended Officer Candidate School between the summer of my junior and senior year, and I will attend it again this coming summer.
Okay.
And graduate in December of 2014. And at that point, after receiving my degree and completing 12 weeks of OCS, or Officer Candidate School, I will then commission into the Marine Corps as a second lieutenant.
You'll be commissioned, I'm sorry?
As a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps.
I apologize again. What rank?
Second lieutenant.
Okay. Now I can hear you. Okay. And did you say when in 2014 will you graduate?
December.
In December? Okay. Well, Alex, what is it about the Marines that you wanted to pursue? I mean, what is it about the Marine Corps that, you know, you felt like you wanted to be a part of?
The people. Definitely the people and that culture.
Just a minute. I'm sorry. Okay. Try again. We just have a bad connection. I'm sorry.
The people.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the culture that the Marine Corps has developed within its people. They're very selfless. They have an aspiration for challenge. And they're very spirit poor. There's an unexplainable brotherhood that goes with being Marine that I felt being a candidate.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts about the Commandant Trophy?
It's an honor. It was a lot of work. I didn't go to OCS anticipating receiving the Commandant's Trophy. It just ended up that I was at the right place, right time, and had prepared for it properly. Took the right steps to prepare for OCS.
Okay. Alex, what are your future plans? I mean, beyond A&M and with Marine, what do you see yourself wanting to do, and how the Marines fit in with this?
As of now, once I graduate and commission in December of 2014, I plan on doing my 4 years in the Marine Corps, and then we'll take it 4 years at a time. And don't plan on getting out of the Marine Corps until I don't have a place in the Marine Corps anymore.
You don't plan on getting in the Marines until you have no place anymore, okay.
Essentially, until it's not fun or I find bigger and better things to move on to. But as of now, Marine Corps is my main focus.
All right. Anything else you want to add, Alex?
Whatever you want to ask me.
No, this is good. I appreciate it. You have a couple of officers with you. Is that right? At least one? Did I understand that right?
On the phone line?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Captain Myers on the phone.
Captain Myers, can I talk to you real quickly?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Your first name is what?
Gregory.
Okay.
It's Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.
No S, okay. And I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm actually the officer selection officer for Houston. My peer, Captain Lindig, is actually Officer Candidate Grimes Oso.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more of a I guess, subject matter expert to make sure that Grimes didn't come out and say, you know, something terrible about the Marine Corps, terrible about his experience.
Well, can you speak? I was just asking somebody maybe to speak about him and about this Commandant's Trophy and what it takes somebody to win.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I probably don't feel comfortable talking about Candy Grimes because he's not mine. But what I can tell you is the Commandant's Trophy is huge. You know, one person out of that entire summer class gets that trophy. And direct reflection of, you know, the leadership attributes at OCS, their physical fitness, their academics, kind of, you know, the whole picture of what we're looking for in a Marine officer is what is represented by the Commandant's Trophy.
Okay. All right. I think maybe this is a better question for public affairs or something. We were kind of looking for a, you know, headshot, photo, something like that. Would we go through them?
Yeah, I got some. This is Sergeant Curtis. I'm the public affairs guy here.
Okay.
I got several photos of him accepting his award during the ceremony. So yeah, we can make that happen for you.
Okay. Do you have my email address or?
Let me check real quick. I do not.
Okay. Let me give it to you real quick here.
All
right. It's John, and that's no H, J-O-N dot, and then last name is Blue. That's B as in boy, E-I-L-U-E. At Amarillo.com.
All right, yeah, we got that, sir. Thank you.
Okay, well, I appreciate y'all calling and helps me a lot. Thank y'all for doing this.
Hey, no problem, sir.
All right.